From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Rebels in northern Syria have been fighting among themselves after one of the largest Syrian rebel groups was accused of having ties to the Islamic State. The battles that have been raging for days threaten to weaken the rebels' hold on the region as Syrian and Russian airstrikes have increased to uproot them. As the Syrian civil war, which began in 2012, has grown more complex, near a dozen rebel forces have formed as a movement against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. Department of Justice says three men have been arrested for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex in Garden City, Kansas. All three men are being charged with domestic terrorism. A U.S. official said the men were planning to target locations occupied by Somali refugees. The spokesperson for the Justice Department said the men had stockpiled weapons and ammunition and had planned to park vehicles full of explosives at all four corners of the Garden City apartment building, which houses about 120 people. The spokesperson said the attack was planned for November 9th, the day after the U.S. presidential election. The Obama administration announced Friday the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. The move is being applauded by some people in the U.S.
I'm happy that the governments are coming together to talk about that and maybe lift the restrictions on tobacco and kind of as it goes along with all the restrictions between the two countries at this time as well.
The administration approved a package of regulatory changes that is intended to expand scientific, humanitarian, trade, and commercial opportunities between the United States and Cuba. This is VOA News. Two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including a contestant in Trump's television show The Apprentice, who told reporters that Trump kissed and grabbed her at a hotel where she had gone to discuss potential jobs. An attorney for one of the accusers says she did not come forward because of financial reasons.
She didn't file a lawsuit, and she's not seeking either money or fame, and actually, to the contrary, she was very reluctant to come forward and speak here today, but did so because she felt, after hearing the Access Hollywood tapes and after hearing his denial, that she needed to do so.
In his latest rebuttal to the allegations Trump sexually assaulted women, he told supporters at a rally in North Carolina, lashing out at the Democratic rival Hillary Clinton and the media for being behind the issue.
They make up lies. They have people come around, Donald Trump did this or that. I never saw these people before. I don't know who they are. And then you watch these phony networks and dishonest networks who are 100%. Let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. She's got nothing going. The only thing she's got going is the media. She's got nothing going.
Trump's rival, Hillary Clinton, off the campaign trail on Friday, but President Obama, Barack Obama that is, campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio, repeating his refrain that Trump is not fit to be president. The sexual allegations against Trump have prompted numerous Republican officials to distance themselves from him, including the House Speaker Paul Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican in the United States. But Ryan has stopped short of withdrawing his endorsement of Trump. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential candidate facing scrutiny for a batch of hacked emails that indicated she told Chinese officials they need to control North Korea's aggression or face a buildup of U.S. defense missile systems in the region. The emails released this week said Clinton told a conference of investment bankers in 2013 that her message to China had been, "You either control them or we're going to have to defend against them." WikiLeaks has disclosed thousands of what it says are internal emails hacked from inside the Democratic candidate's campaign. Those released this month have prompted some analysts to theorize that WikiLeaks is trying to thwart Clinton's presidential bid in the final days before the November 8th presidential election. And Haiti has announced that its long-delayed presidential and legislative elections will be held on November the 20th after a delay due to Hurricane Matthew, which killed hundreds of people in the poverty-stricken Caribbean nation early this month. Haiti's election originally had been scheduled for last week. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.